Today's shiur in Masechta Kedushin Daf Samach. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. At the end of our previous shiur, the Gemara had taught us a machloikus of Rav and Shmuel. The Mishnah had spoken about a case of somebody who, when they expressed the Kedushin, said mi achshav ula achashloishim yoyim. And the Gemara's question was, how does the halacha understand that statement? Rav said, we're not quite certain. We're not certain, is it meant to say that, is it a tanai, that the Kedushin is valid from today, is effective from today, if la'achas shloshim yoyim, if after 30 days come and I'm still interested in being mekudeshes, then the Kedushin is effective from today? Or does it represent, that's a tanai, or does it represent a chazorah? And what the person meant to say was that the Kedushin should only be effective at day 30. Shmuel said it certainly represents a tanai, and what the person meant to say was that the Kedushin should be effective from today if I'm still interested in it and when day 30 comes. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Ultamei de Rav, according to Rav, who, as we just explained, Rav is not quite certain how to understand this person's statement. The first person made a statement, as we just said, that he said, and then Bo'achan said, he said the same statement, but instead of saying, let's wait for day 30, he said day 20. And then the third one came and said, the third person said that the Kedushin should be effective by day 10. So says the Gemara. Harishon, Ha'achron, the first of these three individuals and the last of these three individuals, Tzrich Get, will require a get, as we'll see. Emtsoi, the one in the middle, is completely ignored, ain't a Tzrich Get. Because says the Gemara, this is how we understand it. Man of Shach. Itno hava, if, as Rav says, we're not quite certain how to view this statement. Do we say that it's a tanai? And the first person meant to say that I'm going to be Mekadosh from today if I so desire still in 30 days. And he does desire so in 30 days. So his Kedushin is the first Kedushin. The Kama Kedushin, the Hanach, and the other ones are not Kedushin. And if Rav said possibly the way to understand this statement, the Tanakh Lav Kedusha, the Lav Kedushin, the one made to make a Kedushin with a Tanai, Vi Chazorah Hava, they're meant to be a retraction, so then what was meant to say was that the Basra Kedushin, that which he said the Kedushin, the first one said the Kedushin should only be Chal in day 30. The second one said the Kedushin should be Chal in day 20. And the third one said the Kedushin should be Chal in 10 days. And as Rashi points out, it wasn't necessary for him to say he wants it to be Chal in 10 days. If he would have said, I want it to be Chal today. So then his Kedushin comes first. So anyway, we just learned, the only two possible individuals who made me Kedushin to him, made me Kedushin, are the first and the last. The middle one, the way we just explained, has no chance of being Kedushin at all. Since his statement has no chance of being Kedushin at all, so therefore he wouldn't even have to give a get. Pshita, asked the Gemara, what was said here after we understand the Rav's opinion is completely based on us not knowing exactly what was meant. So what is being said here that isn't obvious? Answers the Gemara, my time up. The way we've been learning the Gemara is every person's statement is to be viewed either a Tanai or a Chazara. But says the Gemara, maybe the way to understand Rav is Hai Lishna Mashma Tanah Mashma Chazara. That this statement could be in either way. V'tiboy gitim kol chad v'chad. And the way the Rishonim explain the Gemara is that this statement, as we're learning, could possibly mean a Tanai, could possibly mean a Chazorah. since it can mean either or, maybe one of them meant it as a Tanai, and one of them meant it as a Chazara. And if that's going to be the case, then the halacha will be that it's possible that the second one meant it as a Tanai, and the first one didn't. And therefore, the second one will be Mekadeshes, for example. Says the Gemara, Kamash Malon. And the way all the Rishonim explain the Gemara, the way they explain the Gemara is not that even if we'll ask the people who made these statements, what did you mean? And they'll say, one will say, I meant the Tanai, and one will say, I meant the Chazara. It doesn't make a difference. Because it's not what everybody says that he meant that counts. What counts is what the halacha can say, how the halacha views the statement. And the halacha says that this statement could be a Tanai and could be a Chazara. And therefore, it has to be treated that way, irrespective of what the person says he meant. And the Rashba says, pshat, why? Because even though this person is saying that I meant a Tanai, or he says I meant Chazara, it doesn't make a difference what he says. Because the primary individuals who make the Kedushin into a Kedushin are the Edom. And the Edom don't have no way of knowing if you meant a Tanai or a Chazara. And since the Edom have no way of knowing if you meant a Tanai or Chazara, Chazal determined that it has to be treated as both, and that's the only factor to take into consideration. That is the way the Rashba explains. The Shita Leinoid Lami has a different explanation based on a concept that we've discussed in Ashurim. Even if the person is going to come and say, I meant a Tanai or I meant a Chazara, all that will be Dvarim Shebelev. It's what I thought. And as we've learned previously, Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim, they don't have halachic meaning, so it doesn't make a difference what he said. Says the Gemara, Ula Amma, Rabbi Yochanan, but Ula, now quoting the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, has an entirely different approach to Me'achshav L'Achar Shloshim Yoyim. As we've said, according to Shmuel, it certainly means a Tanai. According to Rav, we're uncertain, does it mean a Chazara or a Tanai. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu Meya, if there were 100 people that each one of them said, Me'achshav L'Achar Me'yoyim, Me'achshav L'Achar, the first one said, Me'achshav L'Achar Me'yoyim, and the next one said, Me'achshav L'Achar Tishim Tavshiyoyim, Tyson Boy. All of them will become married. The Chen Amar Ravasi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, all of the Kedushin will be considered a valid Kedushin. Afilu Meya, even if 100 people did it, the first person said, Me'achshav L'Achar Me'yoyim, and the second one said, Me'achshav L'Achar 99 days, and the next one 98 days, each one of them is going to halachically be considered Mekudeshes. And the Gemara explains. And again, it's critical to understand that what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is Rabbi Yochanan doesn't mean to say that there's a suffix here. Rather, says the Gemara, the way Rabbi Yochanan looks at this situation, says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Mishashia, B'rei Rav Asi, the Rav Amalei Rav Asi, Asbaloch Tam Rabbi Yochanan, Shava Nafshei Kishraga Delivni. We know when people build with bricks, they don't build one on top of the other. If you're going to put the bricks directly one on top of the other, they will collapse. What's going to happen is that each brick, the brick above it, starts in the middle of the brick, and like that, you lay the bricks. Here too, each person's kedushin is only somewhat chal. That means it's chal, and there's a lot of different approaches to this, because the most difficult part in trying to understand the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan is that we learned early in the Masechta that you could only be Mekadosh an Isha v'loy Chatzi Isha. You can't have a partial Kedushin. So how does this work? So Tosfos explains that if you marry a woman and you say, I'm not marrying that entire woman, that indeed would not be a valid Kedushin. But if here you be Mekadosh the whole woman, but you're saying, I'm taking this whole woman only partially. So the perspective is not from the perspective of the woman. it's the perspective of yourself, then it's a whole different, that is valid. And since each person wasn't mekadosh the woman to himself completely, so there's left over. The husband didn't make a full kedushin, and therefore there's room for the next kedushin to be chal. The easiest pshat to learn this gemara regarding this question is the opinion of the Tosfos Ri HaZaken, where the Tosfos Ri HaZaken says that this explanation of Rabbi Yochanan actually does not concur with the opinion that Isha v'lechatzi Isha, and as the Gemara says, Kol chad v'chad raf kol chad v'shavik, but Tosfos Pshat, each person did not make a full-fledged kedushin. Another pshat that the Shita Leinoidel Mi says, because we don't look at it at day one, we look at it at day 99. At day 99, the first person's kedushin was not completely chal. And the way I understand what the Shita Leinoidel Mi, and I think it's also the opinion of the Ran, what they mean to say is that the person who's mekadosh this woman with this wording, what he means to say is that he wants the kedushin to be chal gradually. It should start today and should continue growing and growing until the first one says till day 100, another one says till day 99. So now, and the next one says day 98, and so on. So now when the first one, when the last one's kedushin comes, he is mekadosh completely. But the other one is still in the middle of that gradual kedushin, because his kedushin isn't completed till day 100. So the way it to be understood is as follows. There's nothing wrong with what the first person did, because the first person has a right to express his kedushin that it should be chal gradually. There's nothing wrong with a kedushin being chal gradually. So when he said what he said, it was completely fine. When the next person who said that his kedushin should be chal on day 99, his kedushin interfered with his kedushin, but it didn't prevent the first kedushin from being effective. And we continue to go on, so on, with every individual in this line. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan holds that the kedushin is all a good kedushin. Masar Hamnuna, Masar Chanina. So Rav Chanina asks a question from a Mishnah Masechta Gittin Daf Ayin Beis of an Aleph. The Mishnah says, if somebody says to a wife, "Hareza gitach mayoyim ula chamisa, the halacha is get ve'en a get," we're not sure if this is a get, and therefore, if he died without children and he has brothers, so there's a question: if the get was good, then she's not a candidate for yibum chalitza. If the get was not good, she is a candidate for yibum chalitza. And that's why chaletzis v'lemus yabemus. So now the Gemara says, Bishlam l'Rav, according to Rav, we don't know how to understand the word meyoyim l'achamisa. Doesn't mean that it's a tonight, and he wants that the get should be chal from today. Doesn't mean a chazara, that he wants the get to be only chal after he died. And as we keep on learning, a get cannot be effective after someone dies. So since we're not quite certain how to view the get, that's why it's get v'en a get, chaletzis v'lemus yabemus. The Shmuel Nami, according to Shmuel, as we learned at the end of our previous year, Shmuel and Rav, as the Gemara taught us at the end of the previous year, are really arguing a machlokes of Rabbanan and Rebbe. And Shmuel holds like Rebbe that we mean from today, it means a Tanai, and Rav holds like the Rabbanan that we're not sure. So this Mishnah over there is paskening, says Shmuel, like the Rabbanan, that we don't know how to understand this statement. But now the Amri, I don't agree with this because I paskin like Rebbe. However, says the Gemara, Ella Rabbi Yochanan Mishiruhu, says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that said by the Kedushin, it, the way we learned, the preferable pshat, is that it's a gradual Kedushin. So here we'll say it's a gradual get. But says the Gemara, we can't say that because Kol Gita the Mashiach by Vloiv Klumhu, as the Rishonim explain, that the Torah, we learned this concept often when we learned Masechta Gittin. The Torah describes a get as krisus. The only way and the only time a get could be valid if it creases, it completely severs the relationship between the husband and wife. If it's not a total creases, it's not a get. So if it's not a get, she's considered married to this man when he died. And therefore, v'yivum v'yavim, she should have to have yibum. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, says Rava indeed that the halacha is that the get is meaningless. Get l'haytzi, but says the Gemara, the reason why Chazal said she shouldn't have yibum, she could only have chalitza, because the purpose of a get is to separate, to terminate the marriage. And we also know, as we learned in the first mission of our Masechta, that misa l'haytzi, that death terminates a misa. Ma sheshayer get, and therefore, we would think that when you have this gradual get, we'll say the get started, and ma sheshayer get, and what wasn't finished, but the get gamra misa, and therefore, she's not married to this man by a combination of a get and misa. And that's why we would think that she should not have to have yibum. And in order to avoid this type of mistake, that's why Chazal said you should have chalitza. Amar by midami, can we say that there should be a combination of the get and the misa? Midami, how can we think that we could combine a get and a misa? Get mitzimer shes yavam. A get creates that she shouldn't have a chiyuv of yibum because she wasn't married to this man, to this husband, when he died. Misa, on the contrary, machneses l'shus yavam. Misa creates that they do have to get married. Elam abaya, tamamai, hasam tamamai. Why is the halacha in that case that only chalitza should be done, not yibum? Because Chazal made a gzera. Because the halacha is, if somebody said, hayoyim imati, hareza get, that if somebody says that if I die, the get should be effective from today. So that's a tanai. And when it's a tanai, it's certainly a valid get. And since in that case, it's a valid get, people may confuse the case of Mayoim Umati with the case of, and therefore she's a Rachois Ishtoi, she's a full-fledged sister-in-law. And as we often stated when we learned Masechta Yevamos, when we speak about the mitzvah of Yibum, it's extremely tenuous. If there's a chiv of yibum, it's a big mitzvah. If there's no chiv yibum, not only is there no mitzvah, but it actually represents a serious aveira. One is not allowed to have relations with a sister-in-law. So in the case of Mehayoyim Mati, where that represents a tanai, and therefore it would be a good get, and she's not a candidate for yibum, not only is she not a candidate for yibum, her brother-in-law may in no way have relations with her. Since that wording and the wording of Mahachshav l'achamati, the wording that we're learning now are very similar. The wording in the case of where he said meyoyim ulachamisa, since those wordings are very similar, but the halacha is different. So in order that if we're going to say that b'hayoyim l'achamisa a get is going, a yibum is done, people will think that in the case of, in this case also of Mahayoyim Mamati, a yibum should be done, where, as we just explained, should not. So to avoid any such problem, Chazal say you should only do chalitza. So ask the Gemara of Nigzer, Mahayoyim Mamati Dachlitz. So says the Gemara, why don't we just say, if we're concerned about this type of confusion, so why shouldn't Chazal taught us that when somebody said Mehayoyim Mamati the Tachlitz, Ot Mehayoyim Lachamisa, we're learning now that really Mehayoyim Lachamisa, she's a candidate for Yibam. Because of the confusion, with Mehayoyim Mamati, we say do only Chalitza. So ask the Gemara, let's say the other way as well. Let's say that in a case where he said Mehayoyim Mamati, where really the halacha is that the get's a good get, but still Chalitza should be required because of confusion with Mehayoyim Lachamisa. Says the Gemara, Imata Oimer, because Chazal were concerned if we'll do Chalitza, Mesyabemis. And as we just explained, Yibum not only is not a mitzvah in such case, would actually be an Aveira. So says the Gemara, why Hachanami, in the case Mehayoyim Lachamisa, why don't we have the same concern? Chazal said we should do chalitza, but why are we not concerned? Them at the oimah chalitza, so we're going to tell her to do chalitza, she may end up doing yibum, and only chalitza is permissible. Answers the Gemara, tesiyabim ve'ein b'kachlum, chshosh the rabbanon hu. What does the Gemara answers? That really, she's supposed to have yibum. Why is she really supposed to have yibum? Because this wasn't a get. And because it's not a get, she's a candidate for yibum. Chazal came up with a new concern. So it's a legitimate concern. And because of that legitimate concern, Chazal said she'd only have chalitza. But what's the worst case scenario? That instead of doing chalitza, they'll do yibum? That's not an unacceptable scenario, because she really is a candidate for yibum, and that's why there's no reason to have to make a further gezeira. Says the Mishnah. Somebody says, "Hi, Melisha, Reit Mekadesh Asli. I'm being Mekadesh you with this pruta. I'm nas on the condition Shetelach Masayim Zuz. On the condition that I'll give you 200 Zuz. Harezim Mekadesh, it's a valid condition. For who? Yitain. But he obviously has to give the money that he promised. I'm nashatan lach mikavat shloshim yoyim. If the way he expressed himself, I'm going to give you the money from now within 30 days. So the loch is, nasan labatach shloshim. If he gave you the money within the 30 days, mikudeshes. But if he doesn't give it out within those 30 days, ain't a mikudeshes. Next case. If somebody says, I'm nas shieshli masayim zuz, on the condition that I have Masayim Zuz, the aloch is Hareza Mekadeshes, that she's a Kadeshes, as long as we know that he has it. So the Ran explains, what does that mean? The Ran says that we see him holding 200 Zuz, and as soon as we see that he's holding 200 Zuz, we could be comfortable in assuming that those 200 Zuz belong to him. But I did see that there are others disagree, and they hold that he has to bring Edom that those 200 Zuz belong to him. And if he can't bring Edom that those 200 Zuz belong to him, then the halach is, we can't be certain that's a valid kedushin. Moreover, the Pnei Yeshua says, let's say he has 200 Zuz, but the 200 Zuz that he has are mortgaged to someone else. The Pnei Yeshua says money that's mortgaged is not considered your money. Continues the Mishnah. Somebody says, I'm nas she'erech, that I will show you Masayim Zuz. The aloch is a reza mekadeshes. She'ira. He has to show a 200 that belong to him. And what the Torah explains is that what the Mishnah means to say in this case is not only do we have to be certain that this money belongs to him, but it's more than that. We have to be certain that the money belongs to him and that he shows that money that belongs to him to her. Vim Heral Shulchan, if he just showed her money on the table, that doesn't mean, and it isn't his money, any Mekadeshes. So we learned in the Mishnah that somebody made it tonight, somebody made a stipulation that he's getting, that the Kedushin, I'm getting married to you, but I have to give you 200 Zuz. So the Kedushin is a Kedushin when he gives it. So the Kedushin, the stipulation is a valid stipulation. But now the Gemara discusses, how do we view this statement? Itma Rafunam V'yitein. He should give her the 200 Zuz. He promised to give it to her, he has to give it to her. But as far as the Kedushin is concerned, that is not, as we'll see, relevant. The Kedushin is a Kedushin, immediately. Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda's opinion is, L'chishi yitain, only when he gives it to her. It's machlokes Rishonim, how to understand the opinion of Rav Yehuda. Some Rishonim say that, according to Rav Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rav Yehuda, that it's clearly, in this case, a condition. And since it's only a condition, only when the condition is fulfilled that they're married, until then, they're certainly not married. That's how the Ramban learns. Tosus learns that this Gemara is very similar to the previous sugya. Rabbi Yehuda is not quite clear how to understand this terminology, like Rav wasn't clear. Does it mean that the Kedushin should be from today, Does he mean that the Kedushin should only be valid at the time that he gives the money? Says the Rav Huna, I'm Rav Yitin, T'na Hava. Rav Huda says that he has to give it. Mekayim T'nai V'azel. Here the Kedushin, he has to be Mekayim the T'nai, and the Kedushin will be Chal from today. So Rav Huna agrees that the Kedushin is not complete until today, until he gives the money. But once he gives the money, it's retroactively effective from today when he made the Kedushin. Rav Yehuda Melchishitain says, Gemara, Rav Yehuda means to say, L'chiyav have a Kedushin. Only when he'll give it the money will the Kedushin be a Kedushin. Hashtem, Miyah, until then, Loi have a Kedushin. Says the Gemara, Mai Benayu, what will be the practical halachic nafkamina between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yehuda? Says, well, Ikka Benayu, if she accepted Kedushin for somebody else in between. Rav Huna will have a Kedushin. The second Kedushin is meaningless. Because as soon as the husband gives the money, as we said, he's Mekudish to her retroactively from today. So giving Kedushin to a woman who's already married is a meaningless act. Rav Yehuda have a Kedushin. It's going to be a valid Kedushin because Rav Yehuda says the Kedushin only kicks in. The Kedushin only kicks in when he actually gives the money. Until he actually gives the money, she's not Mekudeshes. So the halacha is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Kedushin is not really valid until he gives the money. We know that a woman becomes Mekudeshes Mureses, we make a bracha. So certainly, according to Rav Huna, even though the Kedushin is not really activated until the money is given, but it's activated l'mafreya from when it's given, and therefore when he does the Kedushin, he makes the bracha. But according to Rav Yehuda, that the Kedushin is only activated at the Kedushin is only Kedushin at the time that he actually gives the money, he shouldn't make a bracha. What will be the halacha if he gave, what is the halacha with the bracha? So the Chashuki Chemed wants to suggest that can't be a nafkamina, that maybe that's a nafkamina to Rav Huna Yehuda. He suggests that can't be the nafkamina. Why does it say that it's not a nafkamina? He says, because if that were a nafkamina, that the Gemara should have mentioned this nafkamina. But then he says that it may be that this nafkamina that we just said is included in the nafkamina that the Gemara is included in the nafkamina that the Gemara just mentioned. Says the Gemara, V'tana Nami, we have a similar case by Gittin. K'dan gabi Gittin kai gavne, Mesech the Gittin daf ayin dalar aman aleph, we had a similar case. So Oymel Isha, somebody says to a wife, Areza Gittach, Amenashe Titnli Mesayim Zuz, this get will be valid on the condition that you give me 200 Zuz, Hareza Megadeshes, V'titei. Vitma, Rav Huna says she has to give the money. But once she gives the money, she's Mekudeshes from today. Rav Huda says, L'chashatitin, the gerish should only kicks in when she actually gives him the money. Rav Huna explains his opinion. V'hi titin, t'na hava. It's just a stipulation. Mekayim t'nava azlo. When she'll fulfill the stipulation, the get will be effective from the day it was given. Rabbi Yehuda milchashititain, l'chiyavle who'd have a get, when she gives him the money, the get's a get. Hashtamiyah, but until then, lo have a get. Ask the Gemara, my benayu, what will be the practical halachic nafkamina between these two approaches? Says the Gemara, ikabinai, the nafkamina will be, if neskara get or avid, if the get got ripped up or lost before the money was given. Rav Huna, that the get is really effective from the day it was given. It just needs the stipulation to be fulfilled, so then have a get. The fact that now it's not anymore in existence is immaterial. Rav Yehuda, it only becomes a get when the money is delivered. But if it only becomes a get when the money is delivered, and now the get doesn't exist anymore, she wouldn't be considered have a get. It's not considered a valid get. I saw that Ritva says another nafkamina. We know that at the moment that the get is to be effective, it has to be in Harushos. So let's say when it was given, it was put into Harushos.
But now, it's not in Harishos. So the question is, how does the halacha view this? According to Rav Huna, as long as when it was given was in Harishos, and that's when Rav Huna holds the get as a get, so it's perfect. According to Rav Yehuda, that the get is only a get. The get is only a get in the case where it's an existent, when she gives the money. So according to Rav Yehuda, even if he did, the get is in existence, but it wasn't in Harishos, it wouldn't be a valid get. So Tosfos asks, why doesn't the Gemara say the same nafkamina as it said before? What would be if she accepted a kedushin from another person after she received the get? According to Rav Huna, she is divorced, and that kedushin would be good. According to Rav Yehuda, she's not divorced because he hasn't given the money yet. She hasn't given the money. So going back to what we said earlier in the shir, according to the opinion of Tosfos, Rav Yehuda is not really clear how to understand this. And it could be Rav Yehuda, like Rav, is not certain, so that's why it may be, yes, a good kedushin. The Meiri answers that the Gemara could have given a disnaf mina. The Gemara wanted to add in a new element, this case of Niskara get, which isn't applicable by kedushin. And the Meiri takes that a step further. The Meiri says, by kedushin, the Gemara wanted to use a nafkamina that involves the word kedushin. And by get, the Gemara wanted to mention a nafkamina that involves a get. So we have the exact same machlokes in gittin and kedushin. So ask the Gemara, why was the same machlokes needed to be taught in both situations? Says Merv Tzricha. The Ishmael Kabi kedushin, if we only learned this machlokes by kedushin, b'hok kamer Rav Huna. That's where Rav Huna says that the kedushin is chal from today. This couple wants to get married. The earlier, the better. Aval gerishin, but gerishin is not something that anybody necessarily is rushing to. We're breaking a marriage. There, Eimei Moedei Rav Yehuda, that the get's not a get until she actually gives the money. If we only had the machlokes by gerishin, we would say, b'hach kamer Rav Huna. That's where Rav Huna says the gerishin is right away. Mishum de'i lekos lemitba. What happened? They got divorced. He gave her a get, but he included a condition that she has to give him 200 zuz. So he's not embarrassed to ask her for that money. If she doesn't give it, he'll ask for it. Aval hocha, in the case of Al Gemara, where he made a kedushin, but the stipulation was that I have to give you 200 zuz. And she is getting married to him. And now they're getting married, so she's embarrassed to ask for that money. She's embarrassed to ask him for the money. So therefore, maybe the only way she can guarantee herself that the money will be delivered is only when the money's actually given. And therefore, maybe in that case, Rav Huna agrees with Rav Yehuda. Tzricha, that's why the Gemara had to mention both the cases where the machlok is taught both by Gittin and Kedushin. Meisvei, the Gemara asks on the opinion of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda's opinion is that the get or the gerushin or the Kedushin are not effective until the stipulation is actually fulfilled. Meisvei. We learned in a brisa, somebody gives a get to his wife with this statement, I raise a gitech, amenasha titan limasayim zuz. As a stipulation, you have to give him a sayim zuz. The halacha is apish niskara get to shavit, even though afterwards the get was lost before the money was given, I raise him a geshes. But she shouldn't get married to someone else, achetitan, until she gives the money. So we see here that even though the get is no longer in existence, once the condition is fulfilled, she is considered mugureshes from when she received the get. Vaitanya, the Gemara asks another question on Rabbi Yehuda. Amala, if a husband said to his wife, Hareza getech amnasha titli masayim zuz, or mace, and he dies away, v'nosn, she gives the 100 zuz, so she's considered a divorcee, and v'ein zekukli yovim, she doesn't have to have yibam. Loi nosna, but she doesn't give the get money, so then she never got divorced, and therefore zekukli yovim. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, even if she didn't give the money, before her husband died, she still has a way of activating the get. How does she activate, the making the get work? By giving the money, Nesenes Lachiv Ola Aviv, giving the money to a brother or to, giving the money to a brother or to the father, Elechem and Akrayim to any one of her Yarshim. By giving it to one of her Yarshim, to one of this husband's Yarshim, it's as if she gave it to him. Says the Gemara, Atkan Lepligi, if we analyze the machlokus of Tanakamer of Shimon Gamliel, Atkan Lepligi, the man sover, leave la Yarshai, Tanakamer says you can't fulfill the condition by giving it to one of the Yarshim, or Mar sover of Shimon Gamliel holds that you can fulfill the condition by filling la Yarshai, giving it to one of the Yarshim. However, everybody's clearly understanding that this is only the Kula Amamiya to not have her. It's a Tanai. And once the Tanai is fulfilled, yes, there may be a machloikus how we could fulfill that Tanai. But once the Tanai is successfully fulfilled, then the get is valid retroactively for when it was given. Not only, and not at only at the point when the condition is fulfilled. To Yufta, so isn't this clearly to Yufta, the Rabbi Yehuda, a refutation of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? So Rabbi Yehuda defends himself. Amlach Rabbi Yehuda, going back again to what we learned at the end of our previous year, Amlach Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda defends himself. Hamani, this price affouls the opinion of Rebbe. Dar Rav Huna Amar Rebbe, Kala Oima Amanas, if somebody makes a stipulation, Kaima Makshadami, he means that it should be effective from today. Upligi Rabbanalei, and Rabbi Yehuda says the Rabbanan disagree with Rebbe, but not Amik Rabbanan. So therefore this price, which clearly doesn't agree with me, doesn't bother me, because it represents the opinion of Rebbe, and I don't agree with Rebbe, I hold with the Rabbanan. So I saw a very interesting question. Here we're learning that he learns that Rav Shimon Gamaliel says that you could fulfill a condition with Li Vili Yarshai, making it good, and paying the Yarshim, it's as if he paid him. So the question is, why would be the halacha if somebody did something wrong to somebody else? And then, the case that the Chashuk Echema discusses is where somebody was let go of a job. And the employee who was let go spoke very negatively about his employer who let him go. After a while, he gets a wonderful job offer, a much better job than the job that he had. And he's hired for that position. And he asks his new employer, who recommended me? So he says, your previous employer. So now he's very upset. He said, not only should I have not been angry at my employer, I really owe him a thank you. Because by him letting me go and recommending me for this job, I ended up in a much better place. And he violated the halacha of Betzedek Tishpat Esamisecha. And he wants to make reparations to this employer who he spoke so negatively about. The question is, unfortunately, that employer is no longer alive. So he can't make good with that employer. Could he fulfill the obligation that he feels that he has towards that person? Can he fulfill that obligation by making reparations to the sons and to the Yarshim of that employer who he wronged? And the Chashuk Echemet says that's connected to the Machlokes that we just learned between the Halacha, the Machlokes that we just learned between the Tanakam and Shimon Gamliel. Gufa, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rebbe, Kolayim Amanas. His opinion is that whoever says Amanas, Kolayim Amachshav Dami, the Halacha views it as if he meant that it should be effective from today when he adds a stipulation. Amar Rav Zeira, Kavina Bebovel, when we were in Bovel, have Amrinan, Hadam Rav Huna Amar Rebbe, Kolayim Amanas, Kolayim Amachshav Dami, Pliga Rabbanan. The Rabbanan disagree. It says the Gemara, Kisaliki Lahasam, when we came to Tisrael, Ashkechel Rav Asi, the Yosef Kamalei, Mishmeid Rav Yochanan, I met Rasi saying the name of Rav Yochanan that says The only time that they argue is in the case that we learned, what did he mean? That it should be effective from today, or it should only be effective after he dies? And says the Gemara, for Tanya, and there's a brisa that supports this, that somebody says, Mayoyim l'achamisa, as we learned, get v'ena get, that's the opinion of the Chachamim, because we're not sure what he meant. Did he mean from today, or did he mean l'achamisa? Rabbi Omer, kezeh get, it's an excellent get, because he only meant, certainly, that the get should be chal from today. Says the Gemara, Ula Rav Yehuda da'oma, ba'amanas nami pligi, that Rav Yehuda said a moment ago, that the Rabbanon don't hold of Kalamanaskami. So why did the Brisa have to choose a case? Adamifically Mayoim Lachamisa, and how to understand that statement, why don't we just argue in the case of Almanas, where according to Rav Yehuda's understanding of the Rabbanon, we're not sure when the get is a get. Is it from today or only after he dies? Answers the Gemara, the reason the Brisa chose this case is like the Yachid Koyachid the Rebbe. The Mayoim Lachamisa Nami, that even when he used the word Mayoim Lachamisa, even though he clearly used the words Lachamisa, Rebbe teaches us he meant that the get should be a good get from today, Hareza get. But ask the Gemara, instead of, so the Brice is teaching us how far Rebbe is lenient. Ask the Gemara, for Nifkli Almanas, why doesn't the Brisa choose to teach us the case of Almanas? And from that we'll see, how far the Rabbanon are machmer, that even in the case of Almanas, the Rabbanon aren't certain, and they're concerned that maybe he only meant that the get should be valid after he dies. Answers the Gemara, Koyach da Teira Odif. The Gemara, Chazal always prefer to teach us something which represents a leniency and not a chumrah. And the explanation Rashi gives is that to say a kula, to say a leniency, needs broad shoulders. It needs that you should be confident that what you're saying is indeed correct. To say a chumrah doesn't mean that you're quite certain what you're saying. Because you don't know what to do, therefore you're machmer. So when Rebbe says a kula, it means that he's prepared to stand behind that kula, and that's something that we want to support. We learned in the Mishnah, Menashe Etan Lach Mikan, if somebody says that I'm going to give you the money within 30 days, if he gave you the money, he's Mekadesha with that stipulation, if he gave you the money within 30 days, they are Mekadeshas. Ask them a Pshita. It's obvious that the Kedushin depends on him fulfilling his stipulation. Answers the Gemara Matatema, maybe we should think that it's laf to Nohu. He didn't really mean to attach a stipulation to this Kedushin. All he meant to say was, Le Zeruza Kama. The wife is very anxious to get this money. And the way he shows her that he's serious about giving the money is by using this language, Kamash Malan, no, it's a Tanai. And until he does the Tanai, he's not fulfilled, the Kedushin is not completely effective. If he said, if he has it, then Mekudosh, if not, not. Ask the Gemara, even if we don't know that he has it, why should we not be concerned that maybe he has it? Voitanya, and we've learned similarly, Chashina, somebody says that I mean Mekadosh a woman with the stipulation that I have the money, the halacha is that we are concerned that even though we don't see that he has it, Chashina, we need to be concerned, Shemiyeshloi. Answers the Gemara indeed, loy kasha. What it means is like this. If he has the money, then they are certainly married. If he doesn't have the money, it's not that they're certainly not married. We don't know. And the Kedusha will be a Kedusha Sofik. We learned further in the Mishnah, if he said, Amanash Erech Masayim Zuz, I'll show it to you. Tana. So we said, not only does he have to have it, but he has to have it available. And showing her money on the table, which is not his, will not be satisfactory. Tana, l'neskavna l'elus mishaloi, he has to show her the 200 zuz that he has. V'mheralo al shulchan, therefore enem mekudeshes, because it's not his money. Pshita, it's not his money. What does it help her that he's showing her money that's not his? Even though he has the money, but the money is tied up in an investment, since it's not tied up in his money in an investment, then the halacha is it's not considered his that he fulfilled the condition. But the Mariakash says something very interesting. He says that if he borrowed money, it's invested money that is not the same as borrowed money. He says, invested money is not my money. Borrowed money, because we have the halacha of milvah leitzar nitna, so money that I borrow is money that I'm allowed to use, and therefore he considers that money as if it is his money. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam says that since it's not really his money, and this woman is only marrying him on the basis that she knows he's a man of means. 200 zuz was a decent amount of money in those days. So having it, but it's not yours, it's borrowed, is not considered having the money. Says the Mishnah, if somebody says, I'm actually based kor offer. I have a piece of property that's large enough on which you could plant the base kor. Then the halach is kareza mukudeshes, provided that v'yeshloi, that he has that type of a property. I'm not sure it should be makom ploini. If he said, I have this type of property in a certain location, im yesh lo b'yoy samakom, if he has it there, mekudeshes, mem lav, ain't mekudeshes, otherwise not. I'm not sure erech beis korofer. If he says, I'll show you, harez mekudeshes, shirena. Vim herol of a bicker, if he showed in a bicker, but it's not, with many fields, but it's not his, ain't mekudeshes. Ask the Gemara, if somebody made a condition that he has this property, similar Gemara to what we had before, we made the condition that he has this property, but when we don't know that he has it, why should not be kedushas? Nechesh, why should we not be concerned? Shema yeshla, maybe he has it. Vaytanya chashinan. The Brisa says we always need indeed to be concerned that shema yeshla, maybe he has it. So why are we so quick to say that ain't be kedushas? Answers the Gemara. Loi kasha haba kedusha vadai. If he has it, then there's going to be kedusha vadai. If we don't know what he has, we don't know for certain one way or the other, should be kedusha sofik. So ask the Gemara. We said the same teretz in the few moments ago by the Zuzi. So ask the Gemara. Lamele lamisne gabi ara, but lamele lamisne gabi Zuzi. Why was it necessary to say the same thing in both sugis? Answered matzricha. The Ashmi gabi Zuzi mishum da avet idish the matzni. You could hide your cash. Aval ara ema edes leara. When it comes to property, if somebody owns property colorlessly, everybody knows he owns that property. And if it's not obvious that he has that property, that if it's not known that he has that property, it's clearly an indication that he doesn't. Kamash malon, that no. The halacha is that we still have to be choshed. I'm not sheyesh to be makom ploini im yeshloi. If he said I have property in a certain place, if he has in that place, great. If not, not. Says the Mar Pshita. If his condition wasn't met, there's no kedushin. Answers the Mar Maratay Amala. He could tell her, my nafkalach minna. What's the difference if it's where I told you? As long as I have the property, and I could bring you the produce of that property. That's all that should make a difference to you. Because I'm not Terachna my Sinai. I'll bring the produce, and it should make a difference where it is. Kamash Malon. She wants, the condition was that it has to be in that place. And if it's not in that place, then it's not fulfillment of a Kedushin. And the way the Rishayim explained this Gemara, that if the property is further, he has the property, but it's further located than from where he said, so she says, I don't want to have to go all that way. But even in a case, explained the Rishonim, where the property is actually closer, so he could say, I have the property. It's not in the location that I said it is, but it's actually better. It's closer. So she could say, no, I dafka wanted it further so I could get the exercise of going further. I'm not sure Eric based offer. He has to show her base core. Tana, so Niskavna Eliris Mishaloi. Not only does he have to show it a property, but it has to be property that belongs to him. If it doesn't belong to him, it has no meaning. M'hera b'bika ena mekadeshes, pshita. If he showed her property in the bika, which is not what he said, that's not his property, any mekdeshes. So ask Mapshita, we just said it has to be his property. Answers the Gemara, lo tzricha, the nakid betzora. He has an aresis in that property. An aresis means a sharecropper. So since he has, since he's a sharecropper in the property, so the halacha is that maybe it should be considered his. Kamash Malon, that it's not. So the Rishonim ask, we already learned this, that if he has money as an investment, it's not considered his money. So if sharecropper is also not his. So he says, there's a difference between an investment, the Shita Loinoid Lami explains, there's a difference between an investment and a sharecropper. An investment, you don't have any rights to the money until the time of liquidating the investment comes. So therefore, having your money tied up in an investment is not considered as if you have money. But in a case of a resis, where you're sharing the produce, so as the produce grows, you take your share of produce. Maybe that should be considered as if you have the property. Kamash Malon, that since you're not the owner of the property, teaches us the Gemara in explaining the Mishnah, it's not considered as if you have property.